This is KUT. After months of protests and rallies around the 2016 election, people from across the political spectrum have started searching for ways to stay plugged in to what the state and federal government are up to. With the Texas legislative session up and running, that means trying to find out how they can influence legislation. KUT's Kate Grotzinger reports.
If you've never watched the Texas legislative process before, heading to the Capitol for the first time can be confusing and daunting. Ann Beeson is the director of the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a left-leaning state policy think tank. She says connecting with already established groups is the best way to get involved with the legislative process.
Don't feel like you have to become an expert yourself. There are lots of organizations out there that that's their job, and they can help you both really understand policy issues and also develop kind of talking points.
Beeson says constituents who focus on just one or two issues are the most effective advocates.
Get clear on what issues you're most passionate about and identify organizations that align with those interests, that work on those interests, and that believe in your values, and connect with them.
Emily Cook is the political director of Texas Right to Life. She says keeping activists focused on a single issue has worked well for the anti-abortion movement, whose members are very active and engaged.
I just got out of a meeting with a state representative, and he said, I signed on to one of your bills because I had several constituents call or email and ask about this specific bill.
Activists say the best way to get lawmakers to listen is to meet with them face-to-face. To do that, Kelly Darby started a group called Texans Focus on Children in early January to advocate for increased funding of child protective services. One of their first actions was to testify in front of the Senate Finance Committee in late January.
I got together with a few girlfriends of mine from my neighborhood, and we decided to form this group, and we decided on a mission and a name, and we kind of started out on Facebook just recruiting our own friends and family members.
Beeson says she is encouraged by the groundswell of activism she is seeing around Texas, but she's worried about burnout.
Especially for people who are maybe becoming more engaged or newly engaged, is that this is really a marathon, not a sprint.
She suggests searching for advocacy days at the legislature around particular issues. That'll give you a chance to show your support without having to organize an event. Kate Grotzinger, KUT News.